Shalom, Australia. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman gave an interview published on Monday to Al-Quds, the largest Palestinian newspaper in the West Bank, his first to the Palestinian media. The interview drew anger from Palestinians on social media, especially amongst those who identify with Hamas and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The Palestinian Journalists Syndicate, which consistently rejects all forms of normalization with Israelis, called on the paper's editor-in-chief to clarify the circumstances around the interview and its motivations. Mohammed Abu Khadir, the reporter who conducted the interview, said, "Our idea was to show the Palestinian people how Lieberman thinks. People want to understand the Israeli right wing because it is a group that is growing in Israel, and Lieberman could become the next Israeli prime minister." Khadir said he asked the Israeli minister 15 very tough questions and did not let him off the hook with his answers. He said he was surprised at how eloquent Lieberman, known for his harsh words and tough talk, was. The Security Cabinet, 2 weeks ago, approved a series of Palestinian building plans in Area C in the West Bank in a vote that was held in secret in order not to anger settlers and right-wing activists. The vote to build schools, commercial infrastructure and a hospital was part of a carrot-and-stick plan first announced by Defence Minister Lieberman in August. Lieberman said that the purpose of the plan was to reward Palestinians who support coexistence while punishing those who support terrorism. Four Palestinians who were arrested by Palestinian Authority police last Thursday after they visited the sukkah of the mayor of Efrat were still in custody on Sunday. Mayor Oded Ravivi said it is unacceptable the men were targeted for taking part in the peace event that included several dozen other Palestinians living near Efrat, along with about 30 Jewish Israelis. He called on the Palestinian Authority to immediately release his Sukkot guests, saying it is absurd that having coffee with Jews is considered a crime by the Palestinian Authority. Prime Minister Netanyahu held a covert meeting on Thursday to discuss possible responses to a scandal involving Oren Hazan, a junior MK from his Likud party, after a judge determined the lawmaker took hard drugs prior to his election to the Knesset. Judge Azaria Alkali said on Tuesday that a 2015 investigative TV report alleging Hazan hired prostitutes for his friends and took crystal meth in 2013 while managing a casino in Bulgaria amounted to responsible serious journalism and reflected the reality as it was. Possible moves include suspending Hazan from the Knesset Finance Committee, banning him from submitting bills, and, more harshly, even expelling him from the party altogether. However, there is no mechanism to dismiss him from the Knesset. The meeting ended with the growing possibility that despite the anger towards him, the party would hold off taking any steps against Hazan, who could appeal the judge's ruling. An ancient papyrus dating to the First Temple period 2,700 years ago has been found to bear the oldest known mention of Jerusalem in Hebrew. The fragile text, believed plundered from a cave in the Judean desert, was acquired by the Israel Antiquities Authority in 2012 when thieves attempted to sell it to a dealer. Radiocarbon dating has determined it is from the 7th century BCE, making it one of just three extant Hebrew papyri from that period and predating the Dead Sea Scrolls by centuries. The slip of papyrus, which was formally unveiled by the Israel Antiquities Authority on Wednesday, measures 11 centimeters by 2.5 centimeters. Its two lines of jagged black Paleo-Hebrew script say, "From the female servant of the king, from Naharata, two wineskins, to Jerusalem." The fact that the note was written on papyrus rather than cheaper clay ostraca suggests the consignment of wineskins may have been sent to a person of high status. Israeli archaeologists on Thursday presented new details of the first tiny artifacts unearthed in situ on the Temple Mount, ever conclusively dated to the time of the First Temple. Archaeologists have previously found a limited number of artifacts from the First Temple period Jerusalem, but none of those finds were uncovered on the mount itself. Rather, they were recovered from the Ophel excavations to the south of the mount and from the Temple Mount Sifting Project, which examines rubble credibly believed to have been removed from the holy site and dumped in the nearby Kidron Valley. Meanwhile, UNESCO on Wednesday adopted another resolution which, if taken seriously, creates an absurd situation whereby the archaeological digs on and around the site of the Temple Mount, which have unearthed copious evidence of Jewish connections to the site, may now be designated as destruction of the Muslim site. Israel condemned a meeting held at the House of Lords in London on Tuesday, at which a member of the audience won applause for claiming that Jews were to blame for the Holocaust. An audience member also claimed that if anybody is anti-Semitic, it's the Israelis themselves, and this comment also drew applause. The meeting kicked off a campaign by vehemently anti-Israel Baroness Jenny Tong to demand that the UK government apologise for the 1917 Balfour Declaration, which affirmed the rights of the Jewish people to a homeland in then Palestine. A spokesman for the Israeli embassy in London branded the meeting as a shameful event which gave voice to racist tropes against Jews and Israelis alike. Family members and friends of Israel's recently deceased president and prime minister, Shimon Peres, joined the country's leaders on Friday morning for the unveiling of his tombstone at Har Herzl. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Reuven Rivlin recalled the man who helped to forge Israel's military prowess and launched the peace process with the Palestinians. And Netanyahu said the Dimona nuclear facility would be renamed for him. 150 students from Beth Rivka College in Melbourne made the headlines here in Israel when the students, who grew their hair for 10 months, gave up braids measuring 4 inches and longer to assist the Zichron Menachem charity here in Israel. Their hair will be used for weeks to be given to children who lose their hair due to cancer treatment. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.